1. Begin transmission.
Well, would you look at that? It's 1930 UTC. You're listening to Anon Radio, and it's time for more budget nature expeditions with me. My name's Tobe. Let's get out of the car.
Because it's true that we are, in fact, out in the field. Oh, should I try to lock my car? It doesn't want to. I'm not going to try. Oh, and look over here. I'm standing in the parking lot of Herrenhaven, and there's just two geese hanging out. I kind of had to drive around them to pull in. So, let's walk here around behind the building and head into the forest. Ooh, I see an interesting sign on the kiosk. This is new. Is it posted to the inside of the bulletin board or no? Is it taped to the outside? Idiots. It says no dogs, no fishing, no feeding. Thank you. It's about time. Because there's way too many people feeding and fishing in here. Well, we don't know that there's anybody fishing, but somebody got a bobber stuck on a tree next to the end of the boardwalk. But that's neither here nor there. I'm standing in front of the dragonfly pond, and it is full. All the recent rains have managed to fill this pond up. So, hooray! It's overcast and it's not sunny. It's kind of cool. It's about 55 degrees Fahrenheit. And there's no action in the pond. Oh, I can see a couple frogs here and there. But most importantly, there's a little stump of a tree right here next to the pond, and it's covered in coprinus mushrooms. Yay! Everybody likes coprinus. They're your favorite mushroom. All right. So let's keep on walking. Let's see what we got going on in the interior. It's just cool enough that I had to put on my coat. For some reason, I woke up cold this morning. Maybe because it got down to about 40 degrees last night and I left one of my windows open. I didn't notice it until this morning. Duh. So it's a little brisk in my world here today. It was all stormy and rainy a little bit yesterday. And everything has really gone green here. All the grass is getting a little bit taller. It's about knee high. All the bushes have leaves now, and all the little trees are starting to leaf up. Generally, just some springtime action. Hooray! Am I cold? Do I just think I'm cold? Am I imagining things? I don't know. I see a brown lump over there. Oh, no, just a goose. It was just a goose. Always just a goose. Here's some ripples in the water. What is going on here? Huh, nothing. Must have just been a frog jumping in. Oh, the good thing about it being this nice and cool is that I can drink hot tea when I get home. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Uh-oh. I'm nearing the boardwalk, and now I understand why there was so many cars in the parking lot. There's a boatload of children and stuff here. Uh-oh. Do I want to go any further? This is going to be a bust all around. So, I'm just going to cut my losses. I've turned around, and I am heading right back the heck out of here. Now, this is because when you get this many people walking around in the forest, especially kids who are very loud and have no stealth whatsoever, you've got no chance of seeing anything. because they will scare everything away. So it looks like they're being guided by a couple of the volunteers here, learning all about nature here at Heron Haven. So this expedition is going to take a detour. Walking. All right, we're gonna pull some magic radio tricks. I'm gonna walk out of here, jump in my car, and through the magic of radio, we will magically appear somewhere else. Boodly 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 boo. And just like that, here we are in an entirely different location. And this is interesting. I'm on a path, and are these Mati tracks? No, that's raccoon tracks. I see two different kinds of tracks on this path. The path is kind of wet and muddy, so it's tracking. Yeah, that's raccoon and possum. How very interesting. I'm not very far away from some marmot dens. See, here's more tracks. Is that? No. That is definitely raccoon. I likes my little buddies. And I likes to track them. I am still in the Papio Valley. I'm approximately 1 mile north of Heron Haven, which puts me in the general vicinity of Tranquility Park. I'm looking into some marmot holes and I don't see any Matis. I don't know what we're gonna find out here today. Oh, and as I'm walking along the path, there's some coprinus growing right up out of the path next to these buried logs. So, you know, we know where that's coming from. More tracks. Wow, this is a mighty good tracking day. What else are we gonna find in the way of tracks? Maybe we'll find some deer. Maybe we will find some turkeys. Oh, and what's that? Oh, it's Mr. Bunny Bun Bun. There's a bun on the path and he says, "Hey, you gonna track me?" And I said, "I don't know. I don't know what bunny tracks look like." This is only mildly annoying because I wore my good shoes, my new shoes, because originally I thought I was going somewhere else. Here's some tracks by this little stream. I don't know what that is. Can't make it out. And so I'm wearing the shoes that I don't want to get too trashed and muddy. But I don't think it'll be too bad out here, as long as I avoid the low areas. Oh, yeah, here's our turkey tracks right on the path. That's funny. Maybe we'll find some turkeys today. We're already tracking them. Yep, more turkey tracks. Turkey, turkey, turkey. Turkey's walking this way. Okay, and now I see raccoon tracks on top of turkey tracks. That's pretty cool. Multiple tracks. Tracking animals with Tobe. Here's a marmot hole right here. I don't see any Matis. Okay. Let's work our way up into the foresty area. Oh, there goes another bun. Hi, Mr. Bun. That's a very bunny area today. So many buns. Oh! And there goes another one. I don't know if you could hear that. He was right in front of me. I spooked him. He was in the tall grass. I didn't see him. And he started chasing after that other one. So, we got 4 buns already spotted today. Now I'm in a low area. It's very wet, very slippery, very muddy. Ooh, and here's a lot of squirrel middens on the path here. All right, looks like I'm in kind of a more dry area now. Let's head up the path, see what we can find. Okay, this is interesting. I have just found the most perfect marmot track I've ever seen. It's pretty awesome. It's going this way, and there's some dog tracks going that way. And I happen to know that there is a Mati den right over there. So, we got some Mati tracks. That's good. I knew we would eventually find some. Here's some more dog... Now, wait a minute. That's not Mati. That's raccoon. It's very, very tracky around here today. I'm having a good time. There's also some small dog prints and some large dog prints. People do walk their dogs back here. Oh, look at this. These are little squirrel tracks. Wow, this is great. I've never seen such perfect conditions for taking tracks. Dun, dun, dun. Tracking animals. Dun, dun, dun. And I will find them, and then I will say hi. And up here, yeah, up here I can see into the creek really good. And there's like this little sandbar. And there's all kinds of raccoon tracks down there. Maybe others can't really make them out from here, but definitely raccoon. Everybody likes raccoons. Or at least I do. And right here on the trail, conveniently placed for me, is another bike pedal reflector. Yes! And if you listen to this show with any regularity, you know that I do collect these. And I've got a bunch. But that's neither here nor there. As I sort of climb up this little hillock, now I'm faced with a dilemma. Why is this place so soggy? Why is it so wet here? This isn't a place where it usually collects water. Okay, I gotta figure out a way to get around this mud so I can get up into Polypore Junction. Okay, doing a little bushwhacking here. Some overland traveling. And, okay, are we out of the mud yet? Jeez, why is that? Oh, I see. This little path, the secondary path, has got water running down it. It's acting as a little stream. Where's the water coming from? Aha, right here. So if I can just get over this little part and sort of weasel my way over here, we can avoid the water and all the mud. The mud is very slippery. I do not want to fall on my butt because I am holding expensive things that I do not want to drop or have go smashing into the ground. Holy crap, something went crash and splash ahead of me up in the creek, like something huge just jumped into the water, like a tiger. But there's no tigers here. What the heck was that? Okay, I just saw some more dirt fall off the other wall. Is somebody in there digging, or is that just some erosion? A whole bunch of that big crashy noise I heard into the water was a little landslide. Wow. I was thinking maybe somebody, some kind of dude, was digging and pushed some stuff into the water, but nope. That is apparently not the case. It kind of spooked me there for a minute. I was not expecting such a big sound. Oh, and look over there. I'm kind of backing away from the edge here. And I'm looking down into the creek a little bit further down. And there's a Mati sticking his head out of the hole. Kind of by that stump that has all the caprinus on it. I'm going to wave at him and say, hi, Mati. Hi, Mati. I see you. Yes, I see Matis. They can't not hide from me. Because I am the Mati Sputter. I'm going to work my way up the path a little bit. Try to get on the other side of this tree. See if I can get a clear photograph of this Mati. Oh, yeah, I might be able to get one here. Alright, well, I took a picture. And if it's any good, I'll be posting it right about now. It's really funny because he just looks like he's sticking out the side of a wall. Yeah, I'm talking about you on the radio. He's looking at me. And he's not spooked. And the funny thing is he's exactly the same size around as his hole. So there's just like this cliff, and there's this marmot sticking out of it. That's funny. Now I'm getting kind of excited because as I look further up the path, I'm seeing a whole boatload of mushrooms. Oh my God, here's another reflector. Do I need this one too? I've already got one. Yeah, we might as well grab it. All right, yeah, I got another bicycle pedal reflector for my collection. Got so many of these, it's ridiculous. Holy cats and jammer kids. This is pretty amazing. I'm looking at a log that's just busting out with coprinus, and these coprinus haven't even opened yet. I heard a big noise over there. Is there an animal over there? I'm going to take a picture of this log because this is pretty spectacular. And I spooked another bun. All right. Yeah, that bun was under the same log as the coprinus, just at the other end. I hope this photo turns out, because that's a lot of coprinus. I don't know if this is the largest coprinus flush I've ever seen, but geez. It's even all over the back side of it here, and whoo-wee. Pretty awesome. All right, keep making our way up the trail here. Dungalunga-dung-bung. Let's take a look around. We've got to look back into the creek, too, to make sure we're not missing any marmots. And I do see some mati holes, but no matis at this time. Now, what was that funny loud sound I heard over here? It might have just been a bird or two escaping from the underbrush, but it also seemed a little bit louder than that. Who, if anyone, is over here? Dun dun dun. Don't see anybody. Aha, and look down here on the path. Heavy traffic. We got marmot prints going one way. We got raccoon prints going another way. It's a high traffic area for dudes. It's the dudes highway. Aha. And as I take, what, four or five more steps up the path, here's deer prints. We've got deer tracks on the trail. It's kind of a small deer, too. Okay, yep, and here's more. Deer tracks, and they're walking this way. I have a feeling I know where they went. Or it. Can't tell how many different deer are leaving these tracks. One, at least one, obviously. Maybe two, but no more than that. Here's some more wolf tracks, which are clearly somebody's dog. Don't have any wolves around here. We do have coyotes in the Missouri Valley. Last time I saw coyotes, they were about, 60, 70 miles away. I was down in the Waubonsie State Park in the tip of Iowa. It's awesome. And I have now looped back around on the path here, and we're kind of heading back downstream, so to speak. And see, here's another one of these funny tracks. This looks like a possum, but I can't tell because it's sort of blurry. Oh yeah, here's another one, and it's better, more defined. This is clearly a possum track. You can see their funny toes and their thumbs. Their fingers are very much like people fingers. Possum tracks look like people handprints, except their fingers radiate out from the center of their hand, so it looks kind of strange. Their fingers are kind of bulbous. And there's a mati den down here. I went to go see if there's a mati over here. Dun dun dun. Oh, I don't see any matis, but there's a lot of fresh digging right there. Very fresh. Some matis making a new tunnel. They do like to dig. That's their thing. I'm working my way back down towards the entrance where we came into this area. And I'm on a different path, but down closer to where we came in, these two paths get very close together, and we should be able to find those turkey tracks again, pick them up on the other path. I'm walking by a little baby waterfall in the creek, and now we're up to some muddy areas. Oh, and I see mushrooms on a log. Oh, but I need to, it's practically in a swamp. Oh yeah, this is great. There's great tracks here, but this is super wet, super soggy. This is a marsh. What is over there? What are those, oysters? Seems a little early. No, those aren't oysters. It's too early. Those are, I think, Pholiota. Very interesting. I'd love to walk into there, but geez, there's at least 2 inches of standing water. No wonder the mushrooms like it. Dun dun dun. Okay, I gotta figure out a way to not get soaking wet and my brand new shoes all muddy. They don't look too bad. I got a lot of mud stuck to the soles. But that's about it. Let's keep going. I'm kind of thinking that I want to work my way out of here. Oh, look at this. Turkey tracks. What a surprise. Knew that was coming. Oh, and here's some... Are these mati tracks or are these raccoon... More raccoon tracks. Turkey tracks. Oh, this is a fun day for tracking. It's a little chilly, though. If the sun would come out, we'd be fine. But my hand is starting to get frozen in position holding this stuff. Oh, here's some little squirrel tracks. Cool. Yeah, this area is extra damp and sticky. I'm just getting more mud on me. I can feel it. My feet are getting heavier because there's so much mud stuck to the bottom of my shoe. Alright. What was that? Oh, that's just a squirrel. Hi, Mr. Squirrely. Alright, I see the car. I'm gonna get back into the car. And we're gonna perform some more radio magic here. The next time you hear my voice, I'll be in a completely different place. Pa-cow! Yes, where am I? Oh, I have returned to my home. I'm sitting in my magic radio studio, and my fingers are thawing out. It's not that they were frozen, but with the breeze and everything, my fingers get cold, and the flesh doesn't get cold. My joints get cold. I get cold fingers on the inside. And so now all my joints are all funky and weird, but they're warming up, so everything is good. I checked the weather, and we are not in a tornado warning. We're not even in a tornado watch. There's not going to be any tornadoes today. So, what are we going to do instead? Probably should eat at some point. I am getting a little bit hungry, and I'm thinking about, what food I have. I have ham sandwiches, and I don't feel like eating ham sandwiches today, though. I think I'm going to eat some rice today. That will be yummy for me. Plus, I've got some donuts. I bought 2 yummy donuts, so I'm going to eat a donut later tonight when I'm watching my TV, and I will save the other donut for tomorrow. All right, let's open up my email here. And look, here is a message from the Emeritus. And he says, scroll down to the bottom of this. This is something forwarded from him. And it looks promising because it's nature related. And as I click on here, it says, I scroll down. It's a bunch of stuff. But down here is a link to a Morrell report. So I'm obviously clicking on the link, and we're going to see what the Morrell report has to say. Now the big question is this Morrell report going to be something that I can see on my Raspberry Pi? It's pulling it up, and I'm guessing that this is going to be no, because this is all just, yeah, what a pain. I'm not even going to go any further with this. About the only thing I can see on this report is a lot of statements like, oh, we're not finding many yet. We've got to wait for it to warm up, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I guess I knew that already. So, oh well. But you can rest assured that when I find Morrells, you will hear all about it. This is the only Morrell report that you need to listen to. I wonder if it's going to rain today. It is overcast, and I didn't pay too much attention to the Weather Channel. But if it rains, and if we get lots of thunder, if we have a thunderstorm, that means the cat will be in the thunder hut. As you know, my cat is afraid of thunder. And every time it rains with thunder, she runs into her little thunder hut, her little hiding place from the thunder. And I always tell her, oh, you don't have to be scared. That's just the rain gods telling the mushrooms to grow. But she doesn't understand rain. Well, she kind of does. She knows that water falls out of the sky, but hasn't, you know, made the correlation between thunder and the water. So, I don't know. The weird thing is the other day, the guys came to mow my lawn. And now, apparently, my cat is afraid of lawnmowers. She never was before, but now, whenever the lawnmowers show up, boom, she runs into the thunder hut. She used to just run to the windows to see what was going on. So maybe next time the lawnmower guys show up, I'll have to pick her up and take her to the window and say, see, it's just some guys mowing the lawn. There's nothing to be kitty scared of out there. Jeez. My cat's so wacky. Oh, speaking of wacky cat, guess what she did last night? Again, I think this is now the third time she's done this. For some reason, she decided that she needed to jump down behind the washer and dryer in the laundry room. And so I didn't know what was going on. I just was watching TV and I heard thump, 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 and then lots of these sounds. And yes, it's the cat trying to jump up. She can't get up. There's not even enough room for her to turn around back there. So I had to pull the dryer out a few inches, and that gave her enough room to sort of get a couple steps running start to jump up onto the back of the washing machine. And then when she was doing that, I was trying to grab her butt so I could haul her over the edge. And then so she's like, oh, you're helping me, yay. And she grabs for my hand and, of course, sinks her claws down into the back of my hand, which I don't mind. But we've got her out of there. And I said, yes, what have you learned? Every time you get trapped back there, we have to go to all this effort. And she just said, meow. And she went upstairs, and I don't know what was going on. So anyway, it's 1958 UTC. And that means I should probably start wrapping this up. You have been listening to Nature or Budget Nature Expeditions. I'm your expeditionary leader. My name is Tobe. Sometimes this show is called Dubious Goals Committee. It always depends on what day you tune in. And all you really need to know is that we're going to be doing something every day at 1930 UTC. So be sure to tune in tomorrow and each and every day for the rest of your life to see what we get up to. We might find some mushrooms. We might find some marmots. We never know. As for me, it's time for me to get out of here. So I'm not going to do anything too special. I'm just going to say bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.